You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, for since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out. What is up? Welcome to another episode of A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. I am completely riffing on this one. I don't have a plan. I don't have a topic. I just want to share authentically kind of from the place with where I'm at energetically in my life, which is a really good place. The contrast between February and March in my life is bananas to me. I just can't even believe it. And it's such a reminder of how quickly things can turn around in your life if they're not going the way that you thought or planned, or they're just fucking sucking, for lack of a better word. And you're wondering if it's ever going to be different. It is. And it's also another sign that, like, when one door closes in your life, it's because there's another better door waiting to open. Okay, but that only happens for us. You only get to move up in that way and kind of level up and do better than the last if you find the growth in the hard things that you go through. If you find those lessons, and from those lessons, you find the growth, whatever that may be. If it's you getting triggered and acting a way that maybe you regret, then you have to ask yourself, like, how do I heal those parts that were triggered? What is it that's coming up? And you have to go deeper. Life is just a process of constantly evolving. And being in my 30s, you know, my life is a lot different than what it used to be. I don't party anymore. I drink sleepy tea every night, and I look forward to my sleepy tea. After this podcast, I'm going to have a hot shower. I'm going to wash my hair. I'm going to drink my sleepy tea. I'm going to do my whole skincare routine for my face. And that makes me very excited. Where there's an older version of me who would have never been consistent with those things at all. And I valued more like going out and doing that and being out and socializing more than I enjoyed these times just with myself. But it's these times with myself and doing these things and actually finding the joy in them that has led me to a place in my life where I don't know. I just feel like I'm just breaking through into this beautiful fucking life that I have been working on manifesting through becoming the version of myself that I like, the version becoming who I want to attract, becoming a version of myself who I truly genuinely love, becoming a version of myself that I would date, you know. And for the last 3 years, that's something that I have said a lot, like I want to be someone I would date. And I haven't always been the best girlfriend, and we've all been through those hard experiences and, you know, being young and dumb. And obviously when you're drinking and partying and booze, it can just really fuck up your emotions and your hormones and your ability to, like, stay calm and collected and think logically. And if there's one fucking huge lesson that I've learned after the last 3 years and being single and going through the growth that I've had, it's that until you fully love yourself unconditionally on your own, you won't have the capacity or the capability to love somebody else or be able to be loved by somebody else unconditionally. There's just so much to us. And our generation now, if you're in my generation, I guess I would be a millennial, but
We are so openly talking about growth and healing and traumas and generational traumas and all these different ways and forms to heal them. But our parents, you know, that last generation, they didn't have that. That wasn't a thing. Therapy wasn't popular. It's like therapy was hush hush. If your kids were in therapy, you weren't talking about it, you know? Now there's just so much more open discussion about this. And it is such an amazing time to be growing up, because it's allowing our generation to finally fix a lot of generational trauma or things within ourselves that have caused us a lot of problems and conflict and failed relationships and maybe just moments of not understanding why you are the way that you are. I've been there a lot of times. It's taken me fucking years, like almost a decade now, since I got into personal growth and even realized what it was and that it existed, to become a version of myself that I feel confident in, and a version of myself that I notice is just powerful. Like I've become this more powerful version of myself in terms of, you know, if it's a lower vibrational day and there's some shit going on and stressing me out and I start to get into my head, now without really having to think about it, my brain will just find the words that I need to hear. And it's like my higher self is like, everything is working out for you. You're going to be okay. Like, say it. And I'm able to coach myself like that without having to have those things on sticky notes or get in my journal and write it down. It's like my mind is actually doing it. And it has taken a long time to get there. I'm an anxious girly. You know, I have anxiety. I battle anxiety. I have for years. Obviously, I know my old lifestyle and partying really did not help, especially in terms of being in a relationship. It always made it so much worse, like the hangovers and not being able to regulate my emotions and everything like that. And so in the last couple of years, that has really changed for me, especially in the last year of moving to Calgary and just spending so much time alone. And it was not easy all the time. You know, it can be hard to feel comfortable like that, especially if you're used to living like a more social lifestyle, going out on the weekends and all of that. It can be such an adjustment. You can have this FOMO and you can have this loneliness, depression, and all of those come in. But it's like, I don't think I can preach this enough to you, but it is so important that you take that time for yourself to do the work that will allow you to evolve and grow into a fucking badass, strong, confident version of yourself who unconditionally loves yourself. Because if you don't unconditionally love yourself, how can someone else unconditionally love you? You just can't. It just doesn't work that way. And it can feel at times so out of your reach. If you're anything like me, you know, where do you start? Who do you turn to? What kind of conversations do you have? What books do you read? I don't know how to journal, all these things. And it's just, it's not what you're doing that counts as much as how consistently that you're doing it, how you're showing up, how you're like training your brain to think differently, how to be aware and separate yourself from your emotions so you can look at the way that you're feeling or things that are happening or relationships that you have in your life from a different view and see if they're actually serving you or not. In the last 3 years, I've cut a lot of ties. I've set a lot of boundaries. I've, you know, unfriended a lot of people in ways that, not like I went to them. I was like, you're not my friend anymore. But I just set my own internal boundaries. They don't need to be communicated, but just really being aware enough to recognize where I feel my best and where I don't. And this is why it's so important to get to know yourself and be able to sit still with your emotions so that you can actually feel in your nervous system in what situations you are calm and what situations you are not. And I guarantee you, if all of your friends that you have, that you spend all your time with, are people that you need to have some drinks with in order to be yourself with, I put in quotations, if you're not seeing this on video, then those people aren't serving you. Because having to drink to be able to feel like you can be yourself is a red flag for sure. And I've been there, and it was because I wasn't surrounding myself with my most genuine and authentic friends who knew the real me, like the real me from high school. And they've seen my growth and they know it. And they just genuinely love and appreciate my time and being around me. And there's no better feeling than that. This past weekend, two of my closest girlfriends from Edson, where I grew up, where I was born, came into town. We went to a concert. We ate good food. We went shopping. It was just such good fun. And those are the girls that I can just be myself with. You know, you don't have to be talking. The car can be quiet. It's not awkward. You have deep belly laughs. You don't need to go get fucking slammered. I mean, after the concert, we bolted before it was done to beat the crowd. We were out of there in the car at my place with a pizza by 10:30 p.m. and I was happy as fuck to be there. You know, life is definitely changing in my 30s in all the best ways. And now there's this massive shift happening for me. I just had this like surge of energy through my stomach when I said that. I guess like the best way to explain it is I finally surrendered. After all that bullshit happened in February, I just surrendered to not trying to force anything, to allowing life to play out for me, not trying to control anything, not trying to make something work, not ignoring flags and just being like, you know what, I'm just done with that. And I'm fully committing to myself. And you know, I did the journal work and I said that with the intention. And when I say things, I mean them. I'm at a point in my life where I do speak very honestly and truthfully and authentically. And I'm not here to people please. It is still something that comes up a little bit and I'm working on that. But you know, when I said that, I really meant it. And I think that when you do enough personal work and growth, your power, I say in quotations here, because you are powerful, you're a powerful being, and energy is so powerful. And when you genuinely, and it's for real, communicate like that, like I am surrendering to whatever is going to be, no more trying to force things. It was like fucking clockwork that things started changing. You know, I guess I don't know how much I want to say, but March has been so incredible. I met someone who I genuinely feel very excited about, and it's a different feeling than anyone that I've dated ever, I guess. And that a lot of that comes with being 30 in my 30s. You know, I'm turning 34 in May. And also like after all the work that I've done and spending this time on my own, my life has become a sanctuary. My home is my little sanctuary and I enjoy that time a lot. And so in order for someone to come in and take that some of that alone time of mine away from me, I have to actually enjoy being around them and they need to kind of fill my cup rather than take away from it. Because a lot of what was happening in my life, and I can look back and reflect now, is that I was in, you know, I was dating or whatever, I was hanging out with people briefly, but after a day or two, I couldn't wait to get back to my sanctuary. I was like craving it. And to be honest, there was points where I was like, is this just something I'm going to have to just be okay with? But no, that would be settling. I personally think a very big green flag when you hang out with somebody and you don't want to get away from them, you miss them when they're gone. You miss just the littler things like watching a movie, cuddling on the couch, making breakfast, whatever it may be. And you just want that person's presence in your life again. That person has that, they feel like home. And that is what you're looking for. Again, you protect your peace. This has been something that's come up for me a lot in the last couple of years is how I'm feeling, searching for peace and cutting ties with anyone who didn't allow me to feel that peace. Now, in my old lifestyle, I used to just feel anxious all the time. So I would drink and party, but I was also hanging around situations and people that made my anxiety worse. And drinking was like the thing that made it go away and made it possible for me to be social with all these people who weren't like my genuine oldest friends that I could just be myself with. Be sober or have a couple drinks. It doesn't matter. I don't need to be the loudest one and like super fun. I could just be me with where I'm at. I wasn't surrounded by those people. And I would say moving to Mexico was the biggest step in me going down this journey of understanding that it's like, it's a feeling you're looking for. It's peace within yourself you're looking for. You're not here to feel anxious all the time. You should feel calm and peaceful with anybody that you are giving your time and your energy to. And if you're not feeling calm and peaceful, and I've talked about this before, that is like a warning sign going off. It's like an alarm bell going off inside of your body telling you that this person isn't serving you. All right. They're not going to help you become a better version of you, because at the end of the day, that's what you're searching for, is someone who brings out the light in you, someone who allows you to be your authentic self, someone it feels easy with, and someone who makes you feel calm and peaceful and seen and heard. And for a while, I was losing faith in a lot of this. And it wasn't until I fully surrendered to just like, you know what? I'm going to stop trying to force this. Universe, you got it. I journal in my little journal, closed it up, and boom, it was like magic that the next day, I met somebody who is now having that effect on me enough that I feel like I can talk about them on my podcast, which is a pretty huge deal. That has not, like in this context, that hasn't happened for some time. And it's just a magical thing when you get into a flow state and you start to see just the changes in yourself through other people. Like, other people and relationships that you have are a reflection for yourself, right? And a lot of times those reflections are like what we need to work on in ourselves. But those reflections can also be the parts of you that maybe you don't see that other people see. Your light, the way that you light up a room, your smile, like whatever it may be. Maybe you don't see yourself that way, but there are people out there who are just drawn to you and your energy and who you authentically are, and they love you because of that. And you don't have to be anybody else around them. And those are the people that you want in your life for all these years to come. Those are the people that you want around your kids if you have them. And these are the people that you want to grow old with and continue making memories with. Not the surface level shit, you know, but like, who are you and what is it that you love and what brings you joy? And do you like deep conversations, and how does that all look for you? What are the parts of you that you love yourself? What is it that someone can tell you and compliment you about that means the most to you? I mean, anyone can tell you that you're pretty or that you're cool or you got a nice truck or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But it's like the deeper things that people notice, especially when it comes down to energy. And I know, I don't know if energy is an overused word or not, but energy doesn't lie. Energy is very legit, and you can feel energy. Do you ever have those moments where you feel like you can read somebody's mind? That's just energy, and you can feel it. And the more in tune with your own energy you are, the more in tune with other people's energy you are. And the more that you trust those gut instincts of yours to maybe separate yourself from certain energies that make you feel uneasy, on edge, you know, anxious, the more that you listen to those, the stronger that those nudges will get, because you'll start to have more and more trust in yourself. Because when you do listen to those nudges and those feelings and you make decisions accordingly, it's like, okay, perfect. She gets it, or he gets it. Now you can trust yourself. And like, when you see that things get better and you're like, oh, I'm really, now that I'm seeing things from a different light, like I talked about before, taking off those rose-colored glasses. And this doesn't need to just be in romantic relationships. This is in all relationships, friends, family, romantic, whatever. When you take off those rose-colored glasses and you can finally see things that you couldn't see before, you can start to trust yourself, and you build trust with yourself every single time. Okay. And then you start to have this like guidance system in you that is leading the way. And then you gain this control over your emotions and this confidence and this love for yourself and this faith that you're being guided and that everything's going to be okay. And that, you know, like, trust the process, because there are good things coming to you. And as long as you focus on becoming what it is that you want to attract, become a good person so you can attract good things into your life. Be a kind person so you can attract kindness into your life. Like, love hard. Love the people who love you. Recognize the love that you have in your life outside of the romantic relationships, whether you're single or not. What other love do you have in your life? Like, your kids, your family, your best friends, a sunset, a sunrise, the place that you sit and drink coffee, writing, drawing, whatever it is, one of those things that spark that joy. And that is the relationship building with yourself that needs to happen to reach that point of unconditional love, to the point that all that other shit, you start to tune out of your life because you become so addicted to finding yourself and to finding peace for yourself, because you just crave it so much. And you know that peace isn't going to come from another person. It's going to come from within yourself. And then someone is going to come and compliment where you're at in your life. And the sooner that you commit to doing this and you start showing up consistently for yourself, the sooner that everything else starts to fall into place and align with that too. And I'm talking from real personal experience to you. I have not had an easy 3 years mentally and emotionally. There has been so many highs and lows, so many challenges, so many fears, so many unknowns. But at the end of it all, I kept moving forward and I kept reminding myself that everything is working out for me and everything's going to be okay. Didn't matter if I was saying that through tears. I just still knew it deep down in my gut. I've never believed it more than I do right now. And it's not just because I met someone who essentially gives me that feeling that I've been searching for. It's still really early. You know, it's been a month. But from other things that are happening through that, from meeting new people and conversations with them and just having them show me their authenticity and kindness and, you know, love and being able to just call me up even though I met them one time and tell me genuinely how they feel. It's like, that's my reflection to me that growth is there. And it feels really amazing. And I just want that for you listening to this, where whatever stage you're at in your life and whatever you're going through, I want you to know that I am living proof that things are always working out for you, but you really do just need to stay focused on yourself and love yourself and do all the little things that maybe you push to the side. And if there's something in your life that you're feeling not attached to, like there's a night that everybody's going out and you really don't feel like going out, but you feel like you need to force yourself to go out, my biggest advice would be like, listen to those instincts. Do not go out. Stay inside. Do something else that's hard. You know, sit down and meditate and take a hot bath and start reading a part of a book and just do these uncomfortable things for you. It's easy to go out and party and go have fun and socialize and get drunk and like make all these new friends, I say in quotation marks, but it's not easy to say no and sit and be still and quiet and turn off the Netflix and just really get in touch with you and get to know you. Are you someone that you like? Are you someone that you would want to date? Are you someone that you would want to be friends with? Genuinely, like, is that you? And if it's not, then it's time that you become that person, because beautiful fucking things in life start to happen. Remember, life is frequencies. Imagine a radio. And when you turn that radio dial, you can turn into different stations, okay? And there's all those different frequencies, and that is your life. The frequency that you are on is the frequency of what you will attract into your life. So if you're on a very low frequency, you will have low frequency things come into your life, which can look like a lot. Just shit happening, drama. And it's not only a matter of being high vibe, because I know it's hard to just be high vibe all the time, and fuck, I am not, absolutely. But it is a matter of, it's becoming a version of yourself who is so confident in who you are and what you want for yourself and what your values are, and so confident in something bigger than yourself that everything is working out for you, that when things go a little awry, it doesn't completely throw you off the rails and ruin your day or maybe days or maybe weeks off something. When things come up, you have the stoicism. Cue the Daily Stoic, a book, a daily read I've been reading for years. If you follow me on Instagram, you see it all the time. Stoicism, it's moving through life in kind of an unfazed way emotionally, not getting too worked up or too low, knowing that everything is going to be okay, but there is also, you know, balance in life, ups and downs. You're riding like the waves of life. But when those things come up, being bad or conflict or family drama or whatever it may be, even death and things like that, like being able to ground yourself, remove yourself emotionally and look at things through a different lens, a lens of awareness, a lens of like, this hurts and this sucks, but there's something in this that has purpose. because everything has purpose. And I think that that's been such a huge growth factor for me. And I'm so grateful that I've gotten to this place. And it's kind of a miracle, to be honest, with the way that I grew up and a lot of my past and traumas. Life for me could have gone in a lot of different ways. And I'm here today, I don't know, overwhelmed with gratitude for everything, for all of the good and all of the bad, because I continue to get closer to this life that I've dreamed of. It just doesn't happen overnight. These things take time and they take hard work and they take consistency. And I just wanted to riff on that. And here we are almost at 30 minutes. And that was it. That was me riffing. I don't know if any of that had value or made sense, but I hope to some of you out there, especially if you're kind of going through some lower points right now, that it helps you find the strength to keep going and find that faith and know that everything's working out for you and everything is going to be okay. You are so strong. You are so resilient and you are so fucking worthy of everything that you desire. You just need to get to know yourself enough to be able to read your energy and how you feel in different situations and things, and then make decisions from those feelings accordingly to better yourself and to push yourself further to where you're going instead of staying stagnant or stuck. You must always be moving forward. Like, let's speed up our evolution. Let's speed up our growth so that we can all live better and happier and without the anxiety, and you have the happiness that you so fucking deserve. What's up? Are you struggling to understand social media? Just the basics of it, how it works, how the whole digital industry works? Do you have a business or a brand that you want to expand and scale, but you have no idea how to build an email list, what platforms you might use, and how you would even start a new Instagram account and get followers in general? I can help you. I have a course for just that. It's going to teach you the basics of everything you need to know around social media, branding, email marketing, anything digital that you don't know about. This is the course for you. It is going to help you and it's going to teach you what you need to know so you can start a brand new Instagram account and grow, or brand an idea that you have, or just get your business out into the social media world and also start building that email list, which is one of the key foundational things to any business or brand. If you don't have an email list being built, then one day you are really going to regret that. So let's not. Check the link in the show notes for the Simply Passive course and learn more. See if it's the right fit for you. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free, so that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.